Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th. It'll be broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. The auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 16,000 head of cattle to be offered on the 16th of May. 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, 1,975 weaned calves, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. That next Superior sale coming Thursday, May 16th, 8 a.m. Central Time on SLA TV and SuperiorClickToBid.com. And remember, neighbors, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, cash cattle interest is expected to slowly improve today, with limited bids in the South likely to redevelop within the same range as yesterday. Asking prices in some areas of our part of the country likely to hold right around $120. Activity and interest in the North has been quiet so far, which may push trade off until later in the week. Now, futures trade is expected mixed, with a combination of follow-through weakness and short covering developing early in the session. While most other markets posted moderate to strong gains, the overall lack of support is creating additional underlying pressure in the entire complex. Moving to the hogs, strong gains yesterday expected to help support buyer interest midweek in the nearby hog trade. Deferred futures show no significant signs of market support, as traders remain concerned about the ability to build increased long-term demand with the overall uncertainty of a trade deal with China and escalating tariff levels developing through the summer. June contracts continue to lead the complex, but market volatility the last several days is likely to add even more unrest as prices struggle to find any sense of stability. Now on the grains, July Kansas City wheat's up 5¾ cents early this morning, enjoying some bullish influence from corn prices and also benefiting from light non-commercial short covering. The seven-day forecast expects heavy rains amounts up and down the central and western U.S. plains starting this weekend. It wouldn't be surprising to see flooding return to some areas of eastern Kansas and Missouri, while the soft red winter wheat crop in the eastern Midwest enjoys some relief from a drier outlook. July corn's up 7¾ cents this morning, venturing higher a third consecutive day in the face of what continues to look like difficult planting conditions. For areas where fields are dry enough, the next 2 days offers an opportunity for planting before rain returns to the central and western U.S. The July soybeans are up 10¾ cents early this morning. Soybean meal's up $4.20, finding more upward momentum after Tuesday's big gains. We're going to check all the futures when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network's channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time, 16,000 head to be offered on May 16th, including 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Well, yesterday, June live cattle down 25 cents at 109.50. August was down 20 cents, 106.72. May feeder cattle up 95 cents, 136. And August was down 60 cents, 142.50. June hogs up 245, 89.12. July was up 230 at 90.05. Kansas City wheat, July was up 11¾ at 408¾. September up 11½ at 419½. Chicago wheat, July up 11½, 448½. September up 10¾ at 456. July corn up 12¼ yesterday, 368¾. September was up 11½ at 377¼. July soybeans up 29 cents, 831½. August up 29 cents at 838. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.